In 3 years at school, Mukulsi had only one accident. He fell in the playground and cut his mouth. The bleeding was handled with care. His school performance was satisfactory. Mukulsi's progress was tracked in the media. Gale took advantage of the coverage to raise money and found a house in Johannesburg for some women and their kids. She called it Mukulsi's Haven. Mukulsi and Gale became icons in the international AIDS community. They were invited to the United States and spent a week there making appearances. Then, in July 2000, the 13th International Conference on AIDS was scheduled to be held in Durban. Mukulsi was introduced to a huge audience.
"Hi,"
he said.
"My name is Mukulsi Johnson. I'm 11 years old. I was born HIV positive. I hate having AIDS because I get very sick and I get very sad when I think of all the other children and babies with AIDS."
He continued,
"Care for us and accept us. We are all human beings. We are normal. We have hands, we have feet, we can walk, we can talk, and we have needs just like everyone else. Don't be afraid of us. We are all the same."
His tiny body was ravaged by AIDS, but his big heart inspired a nation. A week after the 2000 Christmas, Mukulsi asked if he could take a bath. He lay in the hot water and smiled. A few minutes later, his eyes rolled back in his head, and he went into a coma, unable to speak, unable to smile. Early on June 1, 2001, Mukulsi died. Gale kissed him. "I love you," she said. "Go quietly, my darling boy."